far side, 10-8. And we have another substitution for Harbor Beach. Here comes number two, Brandon Oswald, in for Booms, who's going to take a breather. 10-8, Harbor Beach. 1:19 left in the first quarter. Liefrand has it underneath his own hoop. Passes it out. A little miscommunication there from Sweeney Kitson across the timeline over to Cleary on the far side. Cleary, guarded by Kraft on the far side. Kraft goes for the steal, nothing there. And he pops out the second one, actually. Brandon Oswald, the new man in the game, picks up the steal, and here comes Klatsky for the Pirates. On the right side, Klatsky into the corner. Ginther, back up to Klatsky, swings it over to Kraft. Swing pass over to Ginther in the far corner. And this one right into the hands of the wrong jersey, number 52, Josh White. Here comes Ubley, 10-8, trailing by two is Ubley. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Messing in the car, takes a three, block by Seeming. Lefty got a clean block, but right after that, he hits a whole body. Seeming gets the foul, and it's going to be shooting three from the line. Is number 32, Gabe Messing, for the Bearcats. He can take the lead by one if he makes all three. That one's up and in. Bounced around the rim a few times and went through. It's now 10-9. Harbor Beach's lead now down to one. Three shots going here after the foul on Seeming. Second one through. Into the game. Hanson returns. Replaces Seeming. Now tie ball game, folks. Ubley 10, Harbor Beach 10. 42 seconds left in the first. Messing third goes up. And this one through. Ubley leads for the first time, or second time tonight. And we have a substitution for Ubley. Number 20 is in for the game for the first time, Brian White. He replaces Josh White, who looks a little red in the face there.
I'll tell you what, Ubley's zone is really active right now. They're getting their hands involved, and they're getting some deflections and so on.
And they're extending it beyond the three-point line right now as Kraft sets it up with 30 seconds left, about 10 feet beyond the three-point line.
And if you notice, Harbor Beach is attacking it by putting a man underneath the zone to try to distort the zone.
Harbor Beach milking the clock, trying to get the last shot here. They're trailing by one to Ubley. It's 10-11, our Ubley lead. Kraft out to be over to Klatsky, 14 seconds left. Over to Hanson on the left side. This one back to Kraft, top of the key. 8 seconds remaining. They should get going here. Klatsky on the right, left side. Kraft out from the top of the key for three. Hey-oh! That's it! Harbor Beach, he's like Kraft, hits the three with 2 seconds left. That's the end of the first. Harbor Beach regains the lead. It's 13-11 after the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
The new year heralds it's coming. An event unrivaled that will change everything. This January, everything will be consumed by black. The Black January sales event at Thumb Cellular. Mankind will witness the biggest BlackBerry event ever. Customers will seize their destinies and experience the power and productivity of a BlackBerry smartphone. They will choose from a BlackBerry Curve 3, a BlackBerry Curve 4, a BlackBerry Storm 2, or a BlackBerry-style smartphone free with a one-year contract and smartphone data plan. From among these heroes, legends will be born when they take hold of the power of a BlackBerry Torch or a BlackBerry Bold free with a two-year contract and smartphone data plan. Terms of service apply. Available at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. This January, when all goes black, the glow of smartphones will light the way. Thumb Cellular's Black January event. 1 month, limited supplies, and all the world's hopes.
We're back here in Harbor Beach. The first quarter in the books. Harbor Beach leads by two. It's 13-11 because of the possession arrow. Harbor Beach gets it to start the second quarter. Kraft moving left to right across her radio. Top of the key. Into Klatsky. Tries to penetrate into Ginther at the elbow. Kraft on the right side. Right wing up to Booms. Top of the key. Tries to feed into Ginther. Jump ball on the bottom. And that's exactly what it is. Jump ball at the right post. This one's going to go to Ubley. 7:41 remains in the second quarter. Ubley has it. And the trailing Harbor Beach by only two.
Shooting percentages are absolutely torrid. Harbor Beach is shooting 60% right now. Ubley whopping 71%.
That you don't hear often in January. And here comes Cleary back up to full speed. And then this is tipped away from behind. Kraft wide open by himself in for the right-handed layup. This one through. Kraft with the first points in the second quarter. It's now Harbor Beach 15-11. Substitution coming in probably soon at the next stop. Cleary passes into the corner into Messing, who goes right into the block. A nice flop by Kinter. No call, as it should be. And 3 seconds call as it's passed into Cleary. This looks like it's on number 32, Messing. Couple substitutions coming in. Lifebrand comes back into the game. And Drake comes back into the game. Sitting down is Messing and Cleary. So the starting five back on the court for Ubley. With one exception, number 20, Ryan White. 7 1/4 left in the second. 15-11, Harbor Beach. Kraft bringing it down the point guard. Into Booms at the right elbow. Beats Kraft down and give and go. This one's through. Kraft has all the points in the second quarter. He now has 11 for the game. It's 7 minutes left. Harbor Beach 17, Ubley 11. Sweeney dribbles down. Top the key. Being guarded by Kraft and the straight man by Harbor Beach. Over to Drake in the corner. Josh White at the post. Looks like a block on number 32. Booms. That's going to be his second. And it is a push on number 32. That's the team's fifth. And his second. So Booms comes out of the game, replacing him, number 40, Seaman. And it's Lifebrand underneath his own hoop on the left side of your radio. Almost picked off by Harbor Beach. And Drake goes in for the pass. This one's deflected. Plasky comes up with the errant pass, basically what it was, and he brings it down for Harbor Beach. 6.5 left in the second quarter. Hanson has it at the top. Dribbles in to the free throw line. Brings it back out. The strong defense by Austin Drake, number 14, Brublin, over to Kraft on the left side. Still that 3-2 zone for Ubley as Seaman takes one from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Josh White. Here comes Sweeney for the Bearcat. 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Over to Lifebrand, left side with the runner from the baseline. Though no good, he brings in his own rebound and puts it up for two. Lifebrand now has 4 on the game. 6 minutes left in the first half. 17-13, Harbor Beach leads by 4. Kraft being guarded by Sweeney very tightly. Ubley extending their zone defense very broad. Hanson from the corner for 3. Hey-o! That's another 3 for the Pirates. They are absolutely hot from behind the arc. That is their third three of the night. 5:42 left in the second. 20-13 as Lifebrand with the offensive. He pushed off from Hinter, and he's in the books with his first foul of the night. A very veteran crew here of officials tonight. 5:39 left. 20-13. Harbor Beach leads. First foul on Lifebrand. His first team's third. Here comes Kraft, top of the key. Over to Glassy, right side, swings it over to the left side. Hanson comes through with Glassy, but Josh White was all over it. He gets the steal pass to the Lifebrand. He brings it down the court. The 6'6" forward, also the point guard. And they're passing it over to White. And number 44, Sloan Glassy, was there to meet him. And a foul on the defense. Glassy in the books with a foul. That's his first, team six. From here on out, Ubley will be shooting at least one free throw. Top of the key, over to Sweeney on the left side. Lifebrand in the corner, guarded by Klasky. Feeds it into White at the post. He tries to go in, triple team, passes out to Sweeney. Almost took the three, didn't think about it. Tries to penetrate from around the bend. Into White, down the right post. He puts it up. This one's no good. Rebound to Harbor Beach. Ginter, 5 minutes on the dot remains. Hanson on the left side. Feeds it into Seaman, being guarded by White. This one, nice little left-handed hook shot there. Very quick. Nice little baby hook. And now the lead is 9. 22-13, Ubley trailing Harbor Beach. White on the right side. Josh White on the top. Black ran into the post. And he fouled as he went up for the left-handed bunny by number 22, Eli Kraft. That's going to be his first, team 7, as Lifebrand goes to the free throw line for 2. 4:38 remains. It's 22-13. Harbor Beach over Ubley thus far. The big difference right now, Harbor Beach has 7 fouls. Ubley only has 3. Lifebrand for his first free throw. This one's smooth in. He now has 5 on the night. Leading scorer for Ubley, that's Josh White. And I apologize, there's 2 Whites on the court right now. Brian White and Josh White. Difference between those two? Well, about 7 inches. Second free throw hits about every edge of the rim and goes in. The lead now cut down to 7, 22-15, Harbor Beach over Ubley. Kraft, top of the key. Pass over to Hanson, left side. Back up to Kraft.